G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Audio on demand from Vision Christian Media.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25 years old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi, and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today we're chatting with my good friend Faith Sosene, who's recently been on The Voice Australia. She made it into the finals of the top four. And I reckon she should have won. But anyway, she did a great job. It's so good to catch up, Faith. How are you, my sister?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Matt? It's so good to talk to you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, I remember meeting you several years ago now and hearing you sing at the we were at the Holy Fire Ministry School, and you were part of the crew there, and you and all your crew would sing a cappella worship songs, and I just went, wow. And then I always remember there was one voice that kind of soared above the others, and I found out it was yours. And I remember thinking, one day this girl is going to hit the big time. And now you have, hey?
Yeah, it's so crazy how all those years ago we're here now. But yeah, I remember, Matt, you come in and teach us, and it's such a great time when you came, you know. So yeah, I can't believe it's finally come to fruition what you thought.
Oh, wow. Well, I was watching every episode, and I was texting, and I was voting for you, and I was posting on social media saying, come on, support Faith. And you've done such a great job. Let's find out a bit of your story before we get into the voice side of things. Let's talk about your story. So what's your background? Where were you born and raised?
Yeah, so I was born in New Zealand, but I came to Australia when I was a toddler, so I'm pretty much Australian. Mm-hmm. However, I am of Samoan heritage, so I'm pretty much a fruit salad mix. I don't know, you know.
And tell us a bit about your faith journey. Were you raised going to church?
Yeah, so I grew up in a Christian home. It was inevitable for me to go to church every Sunday with my mum and siblings. It's a part of our culture, so it's normal. But then, you know, I came into a relationship with Christ when I was 16. That's when I encountered Christ and realized that it's more than just going to church every Sunday and you know, obeying my mum to do that. But it was just, there was more to it.
And tell us what happened when you were 16. Were you like, you know, a real rebel? Were you in all sorts of trouble, or were you just kind of a good girl that just really decided to get born again? How did that all happen when you were 16?
Well, I was actually quite, you know, rebel's probably the good word. I was quite naughty. I was very, I had a mind of my own, and I was very angry. I was such an angry person, and you know, I didn't like getting help. I was very, I had a mind of my own, and I had a lot of defense walls up. And so, when I realized all the negativeness that was happening in my life, I realized I needed someone. I needed something to break free. And so I went along to a Bible study, and that's when I met the minister there, and you know, he spoke to me about who Jesus is and what he can do for me, and so that's when I accepted Christ into my life. Yeah.
Awesome. And whereabouts were you living at the time?
So I've been Ipswich my whole life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when you had that conversion experience, was it a big overnight change or just a gradual change in your life?
Oh, it was a gradual change. You know, I'd hope that it was going to be a massive change overnight, but definitely lots of little moments came, and I had to get through those moments to get to where I am today.
Mm, okay. And tell us a bit about your career. Like, what did you do when you finished school? Did you study or did you work straight away?
Yeah, so when I finished school, I actually went into care for my mom. Just because she was very sick growing up, and then it just got worse as we got older. And so I decided to care for my mom. So I was with her, most of my young adult life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know that you've been involved, you know, I've had you singing at my church before. I've seen you singing with the Holy Fire Ministry School. I've seen you singing at other churches and events. How did your singing career kind of begin? Were you always singing from a young age?
So my mum recognised that I could hold a note when I was around 6 or 7 years old. And then, she put me in the choirs of church and anywhere else I could sing, and she would encourage me to do the talent quest at school. And so that's where it all began for me, and also having older siblings who loved music and also sang as well, and so that really helped me.
Okay. And I'm curious to know about, you know, the mix between, you know, being a worship leader or a Christian singer or a mainstream singer that's just on the charts, you know. Have you always had a dream to be in the mainstream, or did you always think you'd just be in the church scene? Have you had much thoughts about that from a young age?
Yeah, I have. I've always wanted to be have a song in the charts and to be successful there. So it's really I'm really blessed to finally get a start to somewhere to do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, when I first heard you're on The Voice, I thought, yep, she's got to win it. She's got the best voice I've ever heard. She's going to do it. And then when you got the battle pass with Jess, you sung that song. Was it a Celine Dion song or was it?
Yes. It was a Celine Dion song. It was called Because You Loved Me.
Oh, that's right. I actually played that on the radio when I heard. I played your version of it on the radio, I had shivers up my spine just when you hit those high notes. And you sang it for your mum. Tell us how special that moment was.
That was such a very, very special moment that I'll never forget. It was perfect, though, because, you know, I'm not used to performing in front of so many, like a massive crowd the way it was. And so, and let alone for well-known singers. And so to have my mum there and to sing for her, it just made it easier and made it more meaningful.
Beautiful. And you got the first ever battle pass, which means, you skipped a couple of rounds. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I was so thankful. It's funny because the producers of the show didn't actually brief me on what a battle pass was. And so when it happened, I felt like, okay, something good happened, but I didn't know what happened. So I just continued to rejoice with the four chair turns. And then I asked the producers later after my performance, and I said, what is a battle pass? And they laughed, and they're like, no one told you. I was like, no. And then they told me, and I was like, oh, my goodness, like I get to skip stages, which means, you know, I mean, not to rest, but it's good I get to rest for a little while before the next round.
Yeah, awesome. And then tell us about what it was like behind the scenes, you know, like in the TV show they kind of show the highlights, but there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes, isn't there, with all the practicing and you meet with Jess, your team Jess, you know. Tell us what it's like behind the scenes of that TV show.
Yeah, it's very, very there's a lot of work that goes on behind, because obviously we see, you know, we wear lovely clothes and our hair and makeup's done, but definitely behind the scenes we are practicing a lot vocally and trying to not be nervous during our performances, and also getting to know one another, you know, between the contestants was also a cool thing that happened during the show.
Mm, so good. And I know that you know, there was another. Was it another Samoan guy on the in the top four as well?
Yeah. So Jordan, Jordan is also Samoan. He was also a finalist with me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and he's also a Christian too.
He's a Christian. I was going to ask, where's he from? What's his background?
So he's from Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Campbelltown, I believe. Yeah, Campbelltown in Sydney, and yeah, he's Samoan. Samoan boy, yeah.
Well, maybe you guys should do like a Samoan, you know, duet one day. Hey, that'd be pretty cool. Just an idea.
Oh, that'll be lovely. Yeah, hopefully one day. That'll be so cool. Or like some, you know, Christ-centered songs would be awesome.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, I know that there's been lots of other Christians that have been through talent shows like The Voice or Australian Idol, you know, obviously Guy Sebastian, you know, that have been through these before.
Yeah.
And it's given them a massive platform. And then when they get a record deal, they get pressured to do just secular mainstream songs and not really Christian-y, gospel-y songs, if that's even a word, you know. Tell us what's the latest with you? Like, have you got a record deal now? You've released some music? What's all happening there?
Yeah, so no, if you are a finalist, there's a chance that you might get a record deal, but if you lose, you obviously don't, so no. Now I'm just making music independently, and so that's what's happening at the moment. Yeah.
So you're writing your own songs and recording?
Yeah.
Have you released anything yet?
Not yet. We're just waiting to be off the contract from ITV, and then we can move forward from then.
Okay. Wow, that's so good. And can you give us any inkling of what kind of music you're going to release? Like, have you got any songs that you're going to cover, or are they going to be all originals? You know, can you give us any breaking news?
So right now I'm just working on some originals. They're not complete yet, but for the time being, I'll be doing covers. I am doing headlining a show in Ipswich, Studio 188, and that's where I'll be singing my new song and advertising it there.
So good. And I did see that you performed at the Tivoli Drive-In recently.
Yeah.
And they kind of did a big, congratulations. Tell us what that was like.
They did. Yes, that was wonderful. I wasn't expecting that at all. And so when I went, I initially thought I was just coming to sing a song to open up the theatre for the movies. And then it ended up being a welcome home fete. And I got to meet Councillor Kate from the Ipswich City Council and Pastor Fred, who runs Miracle Centre there. And they just really honoured me. And I felt so honoured and blessed to be there. And so, yeah, they gave me my flowers and a beautiful speech from Councillor Kate.
Wow, so good to be honoured by the Ipswich Council. And, I know that you've been a part of your church for a long time as well. Tell us what you have been doing at your church. You're a worship leader at your church?
I go to Central Church Ipswich, which is a Presby church. I've been there since I was a teenager, and I've been serving in the worship team and also the youth ministry used to do young adults ministry. And so it's been such an amazing journey at my church. And, so just serving wherever I can and whenever I can.
Mm-hmm. And are you still on the roster there, or are you, you said, look, sorry, I'm a bit busy, can't.
No, I'm definitely still on the roster. I love being on the roster, so it's definitely a part of my life.
Oh, good. I know what it's like when you have a media frenzy. I've been watching you on social media and saying, I'm getting too many new friend requests and I'm starting a new page and I can't keep up with all of my inbox. It's a bit crazy, but it's good to see you're still planted in your local church, eh?
Yes, definitely. I think it's so important to, have my Kingdom family with me still, especially my church family. They've been such a great support system for me while I've entered this new life of lifestyle. And they've been, keeping me solid in God's word and just praying for me daily. So it's been really, really helpful.
Mm, awesome. So I'd like to ask questions about your influences. So let's start with Christian singers first. So is there any Christian singers or worship leaders that have really influenced you on that side of things?
More so speakers.
Yeah.
I feel like Dan Mola. I know he's not a worship leader or a singer, but definitely that's, who's been helping me Christian-wise. And Scott Muir, who's my minister.
Yep.
They've been really helpful. Yeah, so I can't really think of any Christian singers, but I can think of Christian speakers who's been helping me.
Yeah, okay. And what about on the secular side? Is there well-known singers that you'd say, yep, they've definitely influenced me?
Yeah, so I definitely grew up listening to Jennifer Hudson. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely mimicked her a lot when I was little. And so that's someone I can definitely say I've, mimicked and just learnt singing from.
Mm-hmm. Before we go, there might be people listening that are thinking, okay, I'm curious to hear a bit more about her faith. So you shared when you were 16 that you heard the gospel and you responded. There might be people listening that never actually heard what is the gospel. Would you share with our listeners what is the gospel and how do people respond?
Yeah, and for me, I heard that night when I gave my life to Christ is that Jesus loves me and that Jesus died on the cross and rose again so that he would save me from sin and death and eternity in hell. And so when I learned that and I realized someone actually genuinely loved me, that's when I realized what the gospel is and how loving how a loving father is and how much he loves me.
Mm, beautiful. Well, if people do want to respond to that and maybe they would like to receive a Bible or they're connected to a church, you can contact us through the History Makers website. Just go to historymakersradio.com, send us an email or look us up on Facebook, and we'd love to send you some more information about following Jesus. And just the other thing I'm curious about, Faith, is, you know, when you get busy like you do, you're performing everywhere and you've been on TV, everything's happening for you. Tell us about what you do for your quiet devotional time with God. Do you have like a Bible reading plan or a devotion that you do? What do you do for your time with God?
Yeah, so I do have my Bible app, and I usually, when I do chores at home, because I still, you're never away from chores, and so I sit there and I put my headphones and I listen to the Bible read to me, and that's how I find myself, I get closer to God through that, and then I pray after reading a chapter or so. And I just write down in my notes on my phone about what I've heard and what I'm getting from. And then I, look for sources that could actually help me and open up these the scripture. So, yeah.
So good. So good to hear that you're still growing in your faith and standing firm on God's word after all this whirlwind popularity that you've received recently. And, you know, Faith, if people want to find out more, maybe they want to search you up online or connect with you. Have you got a website or social media? What's the best way to find Faith Sosene?
Yeah, well, I also just realized that social media is the best place nowadays. And so you just write up Faith Sosene. And I have three accounts. So it's a TikTok one, a Facebook one, and a Instagram. So it'll be there. That's the handle, Faith Sosene.
Well, Faith, it's been so awesome to have a chat with you today, and congratulations on making the finals of The Voice.
Yeah.
And we pray the Lord will continue to open doors for you, and you'll have a great platform, not just to share your music, but to share your faith as well.
I reckon. Thank you so much, Matt.
I reckon you're a history maker. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels, and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.
Matt Prater's latest book is now available. History Makers, Devotions, Downloads, and Dad Jokes. It will take you on a journey through God's Word and will hopefully give you a few laughs along the way. It's just $15 plus postage. Order now at historymakersradio.com. Discounts available for bulk orders. The heart behind this book is to challenge people to get into the habit of daily devotions with Jesus. Find out more at historymakersradio.com. Station sponsor.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.